This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, this should be our, I think, our favorite topic to speak about. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one way to look at who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually to understand that every single thing in creation, every single thing that we experience, everything that we have, everything we don't have, everything around us actually, if studied properly, will lead us to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further. And actually can be a glimpse of another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll give you just a couple examples. When I commit a very big sin, this should lead me to know Al-Ghafoor. As the Shaykh said, Al-Ghafoor is the one who forgives even the biggest sins. So even when I make a mistake, the purpose that we should get out of this, the result should be, how is this event in my life, whatever it is, how is this experience going to lead me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we can study every single thing that happens to us in this way, even when we mess up. We messed up, it's a big sin. This should lead us to understand who is Al-Ghafoor. He can forgive even the major sins, no matter how big. If we have a lot of sins, or rather every time we sin, we repent, then we go back to the sin again. And then we go back to it again, and again, and again. And that continues that pattern. It should make us understand who is Al-Ghaffar. Because as the Sheikh said, Al-Ghaffar is the one who doesn't just forgive once, but forgives again and again and again and again, over and over. If we feel broken, we have a broken heart, it can lead you to understand who is Al-Jabbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his attributes is the one of the meanings of the word Al-Jabbar is the one who mends. Allah can mend anything. If your heart, you feel that your heart is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most beautiful ayat for me personally is the ayat in Surah Al-Hadid where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come that the hearts of the believers should humble themselves to the remembrance of Allah? وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And that they not be like those who came before. And that book was given to them, but time went by and their hearts became hardened. And we see this ayah, and then we sometimes don't realize that the ayah that comes after is related to this ayah. The next ayah, if you look at it from a surface sort of way, you think that, what does it have to do with this ayah? The next ayah talks about the dead land and how Allah gives life to the dead land. Well, what does that have to do with hearts? Allah's talking about the hardened heart, and then Allah's talking about the hardened land. And Allah is telling us that Allah is the one who gives life to the dead land. This is to tell us that the one who gives life to the dead land can also give life to the dead heart. And that even those people whose hearts have become hardened, Allah can bring those hearts back. Allah can bring life to the dead land. He can also bring life to the dead hearts. If it's despair, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about how those things in our life which actually sometimes paralyze us and pull us down can actually become means to actually get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's despair, we should remember and let it and make it lead us to As-Salam. Allah is the source of peace. And there's only one source of peace, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His attributes. If it's feeling trapped, it should lead us to understand Al-Fattah. Allah is the one who opens. Allah can open anything. No matter how difficult the situation feels, or how hopeless, or how impossible, Allah can make a way out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, taqwa of Allah is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's protecting yourself, covering yourself from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah makes a way out for him. No matter what the situation is, if you have taqwa of Allah, Allah makes a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He will provide for him from places that he never imagined. Allah is al-Razzaq. When you feel like your provision is tight, let it remind you of al-Razzaq, the one who provides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides. I want to focus on one attribute in particular, and I think it's one of those attributes where we see again and again and again in the stories of the prophets, peace be upon them, and throughout the Quran, this attribute emphasized. And that's the attribute of Al-Wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wakil, the trustee, the one, you know, who you entrust. Now in our human relationships, we also sometimes have a wakil. So a wakil would be someone who we entrust with a matter. Maybe a power of attorney or something. You assign someone to take care of your matter. That's a wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wakil. He is the one who we assign our matters to. He is the trustee, the one that you entrust. You trust Him. You entrust Him with what? You entrust Him with everything. You entrust Him with your safety. You entrust Him with your future. You entrust Him with your heart and your soul and your body and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wakil. And there are, you know, stories in the Quran that really teach us the meaning of tawakkul, of trust and reliance solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most moving for me personally is the story of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. So the mother of Musa lived at a time during, you know, the reign of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was one of, as we know, the greatest tyrants that ever walked the earth. And he used to kill the male boys. So she had a boy, a baby boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her, alhamaha. He inspired to her that she was supposed to put her child into the river. Think about this for a moment. You have a child, and obviously you're very concerned for your child, and you want to protect your child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, in order to protect your child, you have to put him in the river. Now, think about this. It seems very counterintuitive. I'm going to protect my child by putting him to potentially drown. And yet, she has this trust enough in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. And Allah tells her story and what happened. And Allah tells her story and what happened to her and what happened to Musa. And it's one of the most powerful stories, because not only did Allah protect Musa alayhi salam, but Allah says that He returned Musa to his mother. And He says that it's in order for her to know that لِكَيْ لَا تَحْسَنْ وَلَتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ. In order that she would not be sad, and that she would know that the promise of Allah is true. And subhanAllah, this in this story, it's not just a story. These stories are never just stories, but they're to give us that inspiration to understand You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us these stories, He says that these are signs for us. And we see later on in the story of Musa alayhi salam, he's also taught this concept of tawakkul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him how to depend completely on Him. We know that when Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah, Allah asked him, مَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينَكَ يَا مُوسَى? What is in your right hand? And he said, it's my staff. أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا. I lean on it. Musa was saying he's leaning on his staff. And Allah told him to throw it. Allah told him to throw it. Allah is teaching Musa again and again how to put his trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to show him the power of Allah, that he can turn that staff into a snake and then bring it back into a staff. So Musa alayhi salam was trained in this tawakkul. And we see sort of the pinnacle of that tawakkul when he's standing in front of the Red Sea. Because at this point, he has Fir'aun and his army behind him, and he has a sea in front of him. And you can imagine his situation. He seems completely trapped. And, you know, none of us will probably be in a situation where you have a superpower behind you and a Red Sea in front of you, but most of us will know what it feels like to be trapped and will know what it feels like to see no way out of a situation. And when he was in that situation, those who were with him, Bani Israel, they said to him, now we're going to be overtaken. And Musa alayhi salam didn't even not for a moment did he believe that. He wasn't even shaken. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعَيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. He said, by no means. Indeed, my Lord is with me and He will guide me through. So Musa alayhi salam can you imagine that he saw no way out? It was a completely impossible looking situation. I mean, where is he going to go? Where is he going to go? There's a sea in front of him and an army behind him. Where is he going to go? But he didn't lose his trust in Allah. He knew that Allah would get him through. That is tawakkul. That is tawakkul. That you don't see a way, but you know that if Allah says He's got your back, He's got your back. And that's exactly what happened. Look what Allah did. Allah told him to hit the ocean, the sea with his staff, and He opened up the Red Sea for him. If anyone in this room thinks this is just a story, it's just a bedtime story, then we've missed the point. It is not. And it isn't just something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us just to tell us. Allah doesn't do anything without a purpose. And after telling us this story, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. In this is a sign. But most people don't get it. It's a sign so that when those people who come later, more than 1400 years later, when they're in that same situation where they look like they're trapped, when it looks like there's no way out, they'll know, إِنَّ مَعَيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Indeed, my Lord is with me and He will guide me through. And when you have that type of tawakkul, you have that type of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's exactly what He does. That's exactly what He does. And that's what Allah did for Musa. And He split open the Red Sea. That's opening up a way from places you never imagined. Allah will make a way out for you, as we said from the ayah I quoted before from At-Talaq, that Allah will make a way out for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa. You look at the story of Hajar. Hajar is being left in the middle of a desert with a baby. Pretty impossible looking situation, right? And yet as soon as she knew that this was a command from Allah, she didn't worry, right? It was okay. And when she was put in that situation, although she did have her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she also strived. And this is part of this concept. A lot of people, you know, ask, how do you have that balance? عَقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Tie your camel securely and put your trust in Allah. She had her trust in Allah, but she did not lay down in the desert and wait for the water to come from the sky. She worked and she worked hard. In fact, what she did is called sa'i. She ran between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa 7 times. It's a long distance and it's hot, and she ran. She was striving. And that, what she did, is so important that we continue to do it every time we go for Umrah or Hajj. It's called sa'i, to strive. So she strove. But this is important to note. If we run a couple times between mountains, or do you think water is going to always come out of the desert? If you take a stick and hit an ocean, does it split in half? The lesson here is that we do our part, yes, but the result does not come from my efforts. I don't make the sea open. Musa alayhi salam didn't make the sea open. Hajar running between Safa and Marwa didn't make water come from the sand. Allah takes care of you, but you have to do your part. And the result comes from Him. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's about to be thrown into the fire. He's about to be thrown into the fire. What would we be thinking if we're about to be thrown into fire? But he knows Allah has his back. And even when the angel came down to him and asked him, if he needed anything, you know what he said? Not from you. His tawheed was so solid that he knew the help would come from Allah. He didn't even ask for help from the angel. And then his statement, he's being thrown, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. I mean, he's being thrown into the fire, and what does he say? Allah is sufficient for me, and He is the best of the wakeels, of the... You know, these stories, again, it's important to understand they're not just stories. This is the type of tawakkul that our prophets had, peace be upon them all. And when we emulate them, and we try to emulate their lives, we can start to begin to understand, even glimpse the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, I'll end with this story, because I think it really illustrates this concept of tawakkul and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of it. When you think about a baby who's inside the womb of his mother or her mother, that baby knows a certain reality. The world is a certain way, right? There's, you know, anytime that child needs, you know, that baby needs food, baby never has to feel hunger or thirst or cold or any of these things. It has everything that child needs. When that baby is born, imagine what that baby's thinking. What happens when a baby's born? Like, what's the first thing the child does? Screams at the top of his lungs. Like, there's so, I mean, to that child, he must think that he's just died. Because the world that he knew is now completely gone. And now he's in a completely different world. And he screams. And to that child, it's as though he's died. But we know that actually that he's just entering a different world. And you know, subhanAllah, we sometimes react to change in the same way. When something is taken away from us. So that child, his whole world was taken away from him, right? Because he was in the womb, and now it's gone. Whenever something is taken away from us, or you know, we undergo change or loss or anything, something isn't the way we want it, we figure that's the end, right? Our world is over now. Our life is over now. But that child, when Allah took away something from that child, He replaced it with something better. The nutrition that the child used to get through the umbilical cord is taken away now, right? But it's replaced with milk. And the walls of the womb, which the child thought was protection, is taken away, but it's replaced by now the arms of the mother and the family. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this with us too. Sometimes things are taken away, things are not, you know, as we're used to, or maybe something isn't working out the way we want. But we have, tawakkul is understanding that whenever Allah takes something away from you, He has your back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anytime we If something happens or any kind of calamity, the Prophet ﷺ, for example, taught us, if any kind of calamity happens and we respond in the right way, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, indeed we belong to Allah and to Allah is our return. And he taught this, this was a lesson that he taught to one of his wives before she became his wife. And he told her that if you say this dua, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنِي فِي مُصِيبَتِي وَخْلِفْ لِي خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا, give me reward in this musibah, in this calamity, and give me what is better than it, then Allah will replace whatever was taken from you with something better. And what had happened to her was that her husband died. And she, you know, her husband was actually one of the muhajirin, one of the best of the companions. She couldn't imagine how could Allah give her something better. And she ended up marrying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, you know, we see from these stories what happens when you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, if He has your back, Allah is protecting you. Anything that is taken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better. أَقُولِي قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ بِحَمْدَكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
اشراقت نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد وانتشت روحي.